Geek Speak with Molly's bestie, Richard Pascoe, for the Telstra Shop, Murray Bridge and Mount Barker.
There's no bestie love this morning, Richard, but you and I are here together and we can celebrate Port Adelaide Football Club. How are you, mate?
Very good. How could you not be happy after last Friday night?
Well, if you weren't a Port fan, I can imagine how, but it was a great qualifying final. Four good quarters from us.
Yeah, great four quarters. We get the week off now. We get another final back at the Adelaide Oval. We couldn't ask for better. Really couldn't. It's the gods are aligning. So, yes.
I don't want to put the cart before the horse, but we take on either Brisbane or the Bulldogs, who will play on Saturday night. Do you like our chances of making the big one?
I do. We will play anybody, anywhere, anytime.
Oh, I need your confidence, Richard. I need your confidence. All right, let's talk tech. Search. We know what's valuable to Google. It's part of the vernacular now. You Google it instead of searching for it. But just how valuable is search to Google?
Extremely valuable. To be the number one or to be the default search engine in Apple, you've got to pay a couple of dollars over to them as well. And you can change your default search engine on Apple devices. I don't know why you'd bother to do that, because we know that Google is the king of search out there. Google's payment to Apple this year to maintain that default search engine status, $15 billion.
Oh, wow.
Got to remember, they're an advertising company as well, people. It's a phenomenal amount. That's up from $10 billion last year. They reckon in 2022 it'll approach $20 billion. That's for 1 year. 1 year.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's their agreement that's been in place for a while now. But Yahoo and Microsoft would always be interested in striking a deal with Apple to overthrow Google as the default search engine on there as well. Google's huge payment to Apple are made to ensure that doesn't happen. That's why it's so much.
I'm one of those people, Richard, that every now and then will forget to cancel a subscription. Maybe you're going through a free trial and you forget to cancel it. You wouldn't want to leave that one without being checked. You know, a cool 15 to 20 bill coming out of the bank account.
No, you wouldn't. I had a client during the week. They'd subscribed to Adobe PDF Pro. They missed the renewal date by about 3 days and was out of date credit card sitting in there. Now, the problem was that they tried to cancel it, and because they'd missed that renewal date, the option to cancel had been removed. So they contacted Adobe, who said, if you pay for another year, we will cancel it for you, which I reckon is disgraceful. I really do.
Yeah.
Just because they missed by a couple of days. So, you know, the out-of-date credit card in there in the end, they can't charge them for it, so they're just going to leave it there because they don't use the software. So it's a lesson for people. Take a record of the software that you subscribe to, know the renewal dates and know how to cancel. Microsoft do it very well with Office 365. You get notification 30 days out.
Oh, that's good.
To say, it's going to renew.
Yeah.
Are you sure you want to renew? Adobe didn't do it in this case.
Well, put the reminders in your calendar. That's what I do. You know, one day out, cancel this thing. Hey, let's talk about information that you give to social media giants, because, I mean, we kind of do it mindlessly, but Instagram is maybe going to be wanting a little bit more information out of you.
Not a bad idea. They're going to want to know your birthday, and it's to go along and keep younger users safer on the platform as well. So everybody's, you know, people who use Instagram, you're going to get notifications on there, put your birthday in there. But it all goes along the lines of keeping younger people safer on there. So they've introduced some new things like private profiles for children, restrictions on who can message them, algorithms designed to identify and censor adult users who show signs of creepy behavior.
Good
ideas all the way around. Now, if you don't add your birthday in the end, Instagram will stop working for you. And people will go, well, people will just stick an incorrect birthday information in there. Believe it or not, they've got an algorithm in there that will analyze your posts and determine whether you're telling the truth or not.
Interesting.
Amazing, amazing thing. So, yep, if you're on Instagram, you're going to have to put your birthday in soon.
Richard, you joined us thanks to the Telstra store in Mount Barker and Murray Bridge. And the guys have a sale on this week.
They do. Head over there on Thursday, people. I hear some great, great prices. The only one I can get out of them at the moment is the Samsung S21. I think you'll find it's half price tomorrow.
Wow. Okay. So if you're looking for a new mobile, then that is the way to go. All right, Richard, let's do this.
Crap Tech of the Week. I said Crap Tech of the Week.
Richard Pascoe's Crap Tech of the Week.
Yeah, part of the fine print of Richard Pascoe joining us every Wednesday is that he's always going to bring us something a little bit dodgy that you can buy on the internet. What do you got this week?
This is the biggest piece of rubbish I've seen in my life. It's called the Wooden Useless Box.
Okay.
What, I don't know why on earth you'd buy it. It's a box. It has a switch on the top of it. When you flick the switch, a little piece comes out, a little piece of plastic comes out and turns the switch off.
I've seen this before.
And the lid closes. Every time you switch it on, it closes. That's it. It does nothing else, people. So they reckon you put it on your coffee table or your desk and you wait for some curiosity to turn it on and then it just pops out, you'll turn it on, it turns it off. They reckon it's an incredibly funny desk gadget. The humour will be over in about 5 seconds, right? Because honestly, you would just do it. It's a thing designed to put in the bin. That requires hours of endless fun. If you're complete, you know, I cannot imagine anybody being that bored that they would do it more than once. So that's the Wooden Useless Box. And there are upgrades to it where a tiger paw comes out as well. Don't buy this, people. You don't need this at all, people. It's a Wooden Useless Box. Terrible piece of tech.
Do you know, you'll get as much enjoyment out of just watching a 10-second clip of it on the internet than having it in person. So save yourself the cash and do it that way. Richard, adelaidetechguy.com.au is where you can catch up with all the latest tech advice. And, of course, if you're having problems with your devices at home, Richard, they can call you and get you to come out.
I love to do it, people.
Love it. All right, Richard, we'll do it again next week. Your bestie, you'll be back from the Northern Territory then.
Looking forward to it.